On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome His Excellency Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America.
Before President Joe Biden rose to speak at the United Nations General Assembly in New York, there was no doubt that he would be speaking about the war in Ukraine, and so he did.
This war is about extinguishing Ukraine's right to exist as a state, plain and simple, and Ukraine's right to exist as a people. Whoever you are, wherever you live, whatever you believe, that should make your blood run cold.
Of course, Biden did talk about other issues at the General Assembly's annual meeting, issues like climate change. He announced a nearly $3 billion investment on global food insecurity. He proposed expanding the United Nations Security Council to give more voice to Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. But it's clear what was the subject of the day, especially as Biden's speech came shortly after Russian President Vladimir Putin gave his own speech on Russian state television. It was shorter than Putin's previous war speeches, but in it, Putin announced his biggest escalation since the beginning of the full-scale invasion in February.
We are talking of a partial mobilization only. Only people in the military reserve will be drafted. The priority will be on people who served in the armed forces, have military specialization and experience. Those drafted before being sent to the places of service will have mandatory additional training, relying on experience gained during the special military operation. The decree on partial mobilization has been signed.
Putin gave few details, but officials say the mobilization could involve calling up as many as 300,000 reservists. That would be the biggest Russian military call-up since the Second World War. It's a tricky move that some experts say could backfire by fostering public anxiety about the war. Until the announcement, the Kremlin had been downplaying the war internally, using the term special military operation, controlling news reports, and relying heavily on ethnic minorities for troops, while shielding more valued populations in Moscow and St. Petersburg. But as Ukraine has scored stunning battlefield victories recently, Russia has responded with attempted annexation of occupied territories, veiled nuclear threats, and now an immediate partial mobilization. But Biden says he rejects the use of violence and war, the politics of fear and coercion.
Now, it's no secret that in the contest between democracy and autocracy, the United States and I as president champion a vision for our world that's grounded in the values of democracy. The United States is determined to defend and strengthen democracy at home and around the world because I believe democracy remains humanity's greatest instrument to address the challenges of our time.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also addressed the General Assembly. He spoke via a pre-recorded video.
A crime has been committed against Ukraine, and we demand just punishment.
He talked about peace, but also about the need for Ukraine to defend itself.
For us, this is a war for life. That is why we need defense support, weapons, military equipment and shells, offensive weapons and long-range one is enough to liberate our land and defensive systems, above all, air defense.
Zelensky's tone was upbeat, perhaps almost cocky at times. Like many Ukrainians, he's been seeing Ukraine seize the momentum on the battlefield. President Biden, too, seemed positive as he reaffirmed solidarity with Ukraine and against Russian aggression. Biden closed his UN speech with his characteristic message of optimism, calling the United Nations and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights an act of dauntless hope.
Enduring peace, comity among nations, equal rights for every member of the human family, cooperation for the advancement of all humankind. My fellow leaders, the challenges we face today are great indeed, but our capacity is greater. Our commitment must be greater still.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.